and sugar in my tea since 1983. Anyway. Oh. Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome to the Ramblecast.
It's your good friends, whatever we are.
Good friends.
I always get pumped up after
the. We almost had the whole theme song.
Yeah, almost.
You know what, though? Almost is only good in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that term in a long time.
It's one of my dad's favorites.
Yeah, my dad used to say it, too. That and I'm drier than a popcorn fart.
Huh.
which I still say today because I love that term.
I have never heard that before.
Really?
But I have had a fuck ton of popcorn today, so I might be losing popcorn.
I wasn't quite sure where that was going. I've had a fuck ton of
fucking popcorn. So your farts. They're going to be dry.
Yeah.
Because they're popcorn farts.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody.
I just go with it. Of course, he called every meal dinner.
I still get confused as to dinner and supper and the designation of such.
Yeah, but it could be breakfast, and he'd say dinner. Lunch was dinner.
Yeah, lunch was dinner. Like, that's how I grew up, too. It's like you had breakfast, and then dinner was lunch, and supper was you know, late night.
He grew up in a small town, you know.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What? You called lunch
dinner? Dinner, yes.
Dinner, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's how I was raised, too. So.
What the fuck's wrong with you guys?
It's just what you said. It's just time for dinner.
And, I grew up in the city, so it was like, you know, rough part.
It was really, really my grandfather and kind of like the more kind of older generation would still call lunch dinner. Right. So especially if it was Sunday. Yeah. Your Sunday dinner was lunch.
I'm remembering wrong. Maybe he just called lunch dinner.
Supper was supper.
Yeah. I mean, our generation.
Odd man out, or is this fucking weird to anybody else?
I mean, our generation doesn't do it. Like, when I was growing up, all the older folks said that. You know, like, oh, it's dinner time, even though it was lunch. And then so you just kind of get in the habit of knowing what that word means. But I don't say that now.
Yeah, I never said it. I go, it's lunch. He goes, lunch, dinner, same thing. I go, no, it's not.
I've never, ever heard that before.
He goes, are you eating? And he goes, yeah. He goes, what do you do at dinner time? Eat.
I wish everyone would see the consternation and the concentration on Chris's face.
I don't fucking get you guys. That's the weirdest shit I've ever heard.
None of us are saying we said it.
Well, the fact of the matter is that three of the hosts all are in agreement that this is something that was said growing up. Blows my mind. Like, I've never heard of that being lunch being referred to as dinner.
Nick grew up in the South in a small town, right?
Yep.
Matt, you grew up on a farm. Right,
I'm in a small town. Yeah,
small town. My dad grew up in a very small town in Pennsylvania, so that's what they said.
That's what interesting. Yeah, I mean, I remember my mom used to call it supper. She'd go back and forth between supper and dinner, you know, within reference to the last meal of the day. Mm-hmm. As I got older, supper was something that it almost sounded less classy.
Okay.
Whereas dinner was a little bit more of a formal.
Yeah.
But both in reference to the last meal of the day.
Why do you think that is? Like supper, just, it's like, ooh, don't supper.
It sounds Southern. I'm not trying to be a dick.
I was going to say I thought it sounded like soup. You know, like super.
What's for supper?
Supping it up.
What did the Clampets always say?
Supping.
Well, they say vittles, right? The vittles are ready.
Vittles.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Really weird. But that's what my dad would say. Popcorn fart and let's have some dinner.
Well, 5 minutes in and we had our...
Because he liked to make Spam.
He was a big Spam's fan. Good.
Yeah. I haven't had Spam since he made it back when I was a kid. Because they used to... Was it Scrapple? Pennsylvania used to Scrapple. It was like a mixture of all. It's like anything from.
This is everything. Yeah,
anything from a pig was. It's a big.
Right.
Is it Scrabble? Like the game Scrabble? Scrapple.
No, Scrapple. Like, I think it's called Scrapple. It's basically everything.
I'm not eating anything with crap in the name.
Well, it's everything from a pig. I guess you don't use it. There's got to be someone out here from the old East Coast.
I'm from the East Coast.
I'm saying,
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I meant to say from Pennsylvania, that would know what Scrapple is.
Well,
I've never had it, but it's a big deal.
John, the UPS guy, says that ever since Jesus, suppers haven't gone well. So
it's true.
Paraphrasing here, John.
Well, for Jesus, yeah.
You know what's not in the Bible that many people think is?
Texas?
White dudes. White
dudes.
Sorry.
It's true.
It's true.
I also read the other day that the image of Jesus that most, Christian schools and churches use as like the image of Jesus, what he looks like.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, yeah.
Was actually modeled after, I want to say, I might have the artist wrong, but I'm pretty sure. It was actually modeled after Michelangelo's gay lover.
Hmm. Huh. Hmm. Okay. I'd be curious to know the lineage of that.
It is funny how Jesus.
I can't provide that to you.
It is funny how Jesus is a good looking guy. They didn't put like an ugly guy as a savior.
Or they paid this gay artist to paint the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, we need a good looking. It was almost like like modern day advertisement. You know, where sex sells, so you put the sexy guy as the savior, right?
Right.
Because people aren't going to follow an ugly guy. Like, okay, say Jesus, he's bald, right? Oh. He's bald. He's bald. And he's overweight.
It works for Mr. Clean.
Yeah, but Mr. Clean's buff.
That's true.
If he's bald and fat, you know, and has a scraggly beard and all that stuff, people are like, "Fuck, I'm not following this."
What do you got against Santa Claus?
It's however King James wanted you to hear and see the story.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm Dr. King James, and I approve.
Okay. I never really thought about it until
Chris
we started talking about Jesus. That, yeah, it's all about advertisement. It's all about
Yay, religion.
Interesting thing about Michelangelo, though, and the Sistine Chapel is,
paint by numbers.
He did use cartooning, what was called cartooning at the time, which is actually taking a layout of the drawing down below where he wouldn't be upside down on a scaffolding. And he would trace around that and get a kind of a...
So he cheated?
Well, it's not cheating. It's using artistic tools to get something from point A to point B. So not to mention he's painting... These are frescoes, so you're painting in plaster. So, but that's not the point that I wanted to admit.
I'm just reading Kim's comments over, and I actually kind of like that idea. Like, what if you read the New Testament now, and every Jesus quote you read it in the voice of George Costanza?
I can double dip if I want.
Jesus is getting angry. Jesus is getting angry. Jesus is mad.
Kim, you and I were thinking the same page because when Jack started talking about bald and fat,
I turned the water to wine. Wait. I turned the water to wine.
George Costanza is Jewish, so
this Jesus is in the pool.
Seven.
He's up there on the cross. I was in the pool, okay? Yeah. I was in the pool. Come on, man.
So a lot of religious artifact or religious art has, like, the men have smaller penises, so in general it was meant
artists are comfortable in their own shortness or
no, it had actually to do with the fact that it was deemed as being more intelligent.
Did we talk about this before? I know, like, me and I did, Matt.
Maybe you and I did. Yeah, we could have talked about this.
I've never heard the smart small penis thing. So.
Yeah, it's why I reached out to you. Like, they're all
based off of Michelangelo's gay lover, but hey, I'm here.
I'm not arguing. I'm just rolling with it.
What is interesting to note, though, about Michelangelo's proclivity and the Last Judgment? So
small penis. So that was a big word.
He painted the Sistine Chapel, like basically the roof, right? Or the ceiling, right? Yes. And then about like 16 years later, they're like, hey, we want you to paint behind the altar, and we want you to do, you know, basically like the Last Judgment. We want you to do Revelations. And so he's like, boom, got it. So he paints the Last Judgment.
Is that how he said it?
Yeah. He was like, boom, roasted.
Boom.
I'm going to roast all of these sinners.
Done.
If you look at the Last Judgment, though, by Michelangelo, half of it is heaven, right? And Jesus coming back like, what up, you know, and all of the people that are ascending. And then down below is all of the people that are cast out, and they're like in shame, and they're with the devil, and they're like, I'm going to be in hell forever. So he paints almost everybody nude, because this is basically judgment. You are naked in the eyes of God.
Maybe,
and so
paint clothes, maybe.
No, the interesting thing to if you look at Michelangelo and the way he paints women, they're basically really buff men that he just stuck boobs on.
Boobs on, okay.
Yeah, they're really it's like he didn't. I don't care about the anatomy of women. It's just basically a man with boobs, and that's, if you look at him, that's pretty much what it is. So there's not much to it. So they don't even look natural. You're just like, you just stuck them on there. So the church is like, whoa, Michelangelo, enough eating pizza, and these people are way too nude. Like, can you cover them up? And he's like, no. So anyway, they end up hiring some other artists that come through and eventually paint clothes on those. Yeah, because everybody's naked, and they're like trying to be up there talking about
it. What did Michelangelo get paid for all this? Did he make a lot of money at this? I'm serious.
I'm reading the private chat. So yeah. No, he did get paid. Michelangelo
I know he got paid.
Was well known in the time of that he lived too. There was actually a biography about him.
When did he die? 15 something.
Yeah, 15 something.
You ever think if he came back, that wait, people still know who I am? Right, unless of course he is in heaven then.
I assume so. He's got to be. So, but yeah, Michelangelo, pretty cool dude. So, I always think it's weird how they picked the turtles.
And he
though,
dated based... Jesus.
And he dated Jesus. I like how, I find it odd how the turtles are named after the Renaissance, but the Renaissance people that they're named after doesn't really fit kind of their personalities. Like, I would have made Raphael the party dude. So, isn't Donatello the inventor, but it should be Leonardo.
I literally know one thing about Raphael, the artist. I only know one thing, is that a fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle was named after him.
Well, last week I featured the School of Athens behind me, which is by Raphael. So,
now I know two things. There you go.
It's one of his most. And another thing that I'll teach you about Raphael is that he had quite the night lifestyle. Like, he liked to kind of go out on the town and drink it up.
He likes the nightlife. What kind of town was there back then?
So he caught a cold, and wow. And he was,
he should have wore his mask.
He was in his late 20s. And you know, as you are, you know, you're like, I'm going to go see a doctor because I've got money. And, they're like, this is how we cure you. We're going to just let out some blood. Well, they hit an artery and he bled to death. So that's how they did that with Washington. He lived fast and he died fast.
Didn't Washington just have like a cold or pneumonia or something like, and they bled him so much that he ended up
Washington?
Dying from it.
George Washington?
Yeah. Hmm. I think so. Nick would know more than I would.
And Nick's over there like checking my facts.
I like what I have to say. Other than important. Go ahead. Well, is that true that them bleeding him might have caused Washington's death?
We've lost Nick completely.
Okay.
He's in another.
You talking
world.
To me?
Okay. Anyway, that's what I heard.
Yes, Nick, we're talking to
you. Oh, yeah.
We're looking for some fact checking.
Oh, I've read that too about Washington, about the bleeding. Yeah, might have actually killed him. Yeah.
that he just had like a sore throat, but they said, well, fuck it. Let's take all his blood. I mean, it's not funny, but it's kind of funny when you think about it. No, like that's the thing I was watching on Lincoln. They said that, you know, when he was shot by Booth, they brought him across this, not bed and breakfast, but a place. And I guess Mary Todd Lincoln was making such a fuss that, was it Stewart? Someone, or was it Chase, said, get this crazy woman out of here. She couldn't even be by her husband when she died because she was making such a scene.
Mm.
So they just said, women. You, Mary Todd Lincoln, get the hell out of here. I know you're...
Wow. I mean, it would be pretty traumatic, right?
You know,
like, I would probably lose my shit.
He got, and you know, she, and her dress was ruined.
I mean, if my spouse, like, no got shout. Shot right next to me and, like, died, I would be freaking out. I would
well, he didn't die right
Jackie
away,
Onassis so. This.
Yeah.
So.
Like when she tried to climb out of the car.
Yeah, I mean, you're and in shock.
Clint Eastwood, like, was the one that got her back in the car, right?
And Scott Bakula actually, like, also was there too in Quantum Leap. He jumped in right at the. If you've watched the
Wait, Quantum Leap episode, you talking about the guy that's in Only Murders in the Building? That Scott Bakula?
No, not that Scott Bakula.
Ah, okay.
You're like, wait, can we talk about that show, Nick?
Yeah, we don't have to, but I just yeah. But it is yes, getting. I think my theory is starting to pan out. If you're caught up.
Okay, I'm at episode.
I haven't started.
Yet. I haven't we saw the one
up,
that
we just
dropped
up for
today,
Hulu so we could watch it. But we haven't had time.
Oh. Yet. Yeah, the one that dropped today was good, and it kind of like ooh. But then I kind of like your theory too. I'm sorry, Chris and Jack. I know you haven't watched it, but like I like Matt's theory too, who he thinks the person is, and like and I actually think sometimes I think it, they actually might be the same person. But
oh, we'll okay, oh. That'd be interesting.
All right.
I
was going to say with Kennedy though, a lot of people think that Kennedy. Experts say. The reason if he didn't have a back brace on, the first shot didn't kill it wouldn't have killed him. That he couldn't down. He couldn't because you know because you guys have all seen PT-109, right? And I say this because I know you guys haven't seen it.
Yeah, last time you asked us, we hadn't, and we've watched.
Yeah, we still have not. Yeah,
but he, you know, he had a bad back. So right. To sit in the car, he would you know, he had a back brace on, so that's why he doesn't go. He gets shot. He starts to go down, but he doesn't come back up because.
Whoa! So, I am today years old, and I realized that he was wearing a back brace.
That's yeah. That's what I've heard. He had a really bad back from
wow.
the injury stuff in World War II.
He was addicted to pills.
Not from having sex with all the women.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He took a lot of drugs for his back. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of pain.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because I mean, you see the video, and it's like
back and to the left,
to the left.
Back
and to the left.
Mm-hmm. He's all like propped now, up,
course,
really.
Of course,
you
that's
know?
Just speculation. They don't know, but they say the first shot wouldn't have killed him. It was because he came back up and he got popped.
Wow! Again.
Why'd you have to make that sound? That's so brutal. So I keep seeing it happen in my mind.
I'm just saying that's what I've seen. Shows
that was probably the softest bullet sound I've ever heard, dude. Like I've heard like more violent fucking popcorn.
Heart. So anyway, that's the thing on Kennedy that I've heard. Again, it's just people speculating. I mean, it's like going, no, I think the first shot would have killed him because.
Well, I've made
that shot, and it's a.
Well, I'm trying to remember if the first shot was the throat shot or one that hit the governor's arm. So I'm just trying to remember the sequence of how it went. But
yeah, Conley, right?
Yeah, Conley.
Yeah.
So Sherry's in the chat. She says, when you watch the film of Jackie getting up and crawling on the back of the trunk of the vehicle when John got shot, in parentheticals, she said, I saw her in an interview saying this. She saw a piece of his brain on the trunk.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. she was grabbing it so the doctor could put it back.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Again, shock.
Back and to the left.
Ooh.
That well, makes total just... sense, but yeah. I didn't think about that until now. Wow.
Yeah, I've read that too. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it just, you know, but again, Jackie Kennedy was allowed, but Mary Todd Lincoln, because back in the 1800s, she'd get out of here.
Stupid question. I just want to verify this. Is that, because Nick, you seemed like, oh wow, that's true. I mean, is it possible for a piece of brain to be put back in to be functional? No. No, okay. I was the way you said, oh, maybe, yeah. I was like,
mm? No, I think it's just the shock, right? This happens in wartime. Like, a soldier loses his arm and picks the arm up because you're in shock and you're just like, I need this, you know? Yeah. So it's
mine. It belongs to me. And it's like, you know.
Well, technically, they could maybe put it back together again.
Yeah.
Because I was
the not same. All the king's horses.
No, because they got, what are they doing?
They got hooves. How can they be surgeons? That makes no sense.
The horses just fucked everything up. Anyway,
they can only work on centaur people.
They were also talking about in the Civil War, the reason a lot of soldiers died is because they were shitting in the river and then drinking the water downstream. Dysentery, right?
Wait, yeah, dysentery. Most soldiers that died of dysentery.
All of the most disgusting things tonight.
I'm just telling what people. I'm just. It's just a little bit of trivia there for you.
Hey, you don't stop me. It's just Michelangelo's gay lover.
But he was good looking. Lincoln. You wouldn't have Lincoln as a savior, right? Lincoln wasn't a good looking guy.
I think because we've seen his face so many times, we're kind of implanted with the fact that, you know. Not that he's good looking, but
because back then you didn't have to have looks or charisma to be president, right? You just had to be a good politician. You had to have power, right? Because look at John Adams. I mean, Washington obviously is the Washington. You know, he's the guy. Who's not going to vote for George Washington? But you look at John Adams. You know, Jefferson. Well, Jefferson was, I guess.
John Adams is the George Costanza of the founding fathers.
I think we got our title.
No, I'm sure we don't. As soon as we say that, so
no, that's a good one, Matt. I like that.
Oh, okay.
But
it's a thinker.
I mean, you look at like would Taft make it as president?
No, not. Not unless he had a bathtub everywhere he went.
I mean, he won largely on the recommendation of Teddy Roosevelt.
Largely.
Yeah, but you said it,
not me. Just pointing it out.
I'm just saying, we know Kennedy beat Nixon because, you know, his looks.
His looks, yeah.
And he looked better on TV than Nixon did.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's been a debate forever. Like, it was in a movie, actually, you know, about FDR. It's like, you know, FDR would have never been elected because America would most, I mean, maybe today because we're more sensitive, but like back then, you never would have elected a man in a wheelchair.
Not if he survived polio. Fuck that virus.
But you're right, though. There's no way he'd be elected. And again, I've said this 1,000 times. If we had a 24-hour news network back when Lincoln was president, would he have got a second term? There's no way, because you had 600,000 Americans dead. You would see those images, you know, 24,000 people at Gettysburg. There's no way he would get another chance because the news would be so negative.
Right.
And plus, they would investigate everything that he actually stood for. And it's like, okay, yeah.
And I can't remember... Because McClellan, who was a general, you know, was running against him for the Republican nomination. But it was a key victory that's really – because McClellan was running on ending the war, like, right then because of all the huge losses. And it was a victory that happened that made it swing to where Lincoln was able to hold on to it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, because they took over – was it Richmond, you said?
Not Richmond. It wouldn't have been Richmond. It would have been – it probably was Petersburg or somewhere in there, which was near Richmond. But
yeah, it was one of those things, yeah, where he – but, yeah, it's – when you think about this, I know a lot of people probably turned off the thing.
Yeah.
I find it fascinating.
We've lost so many live listeners. It's where they keep dropping.
Two weeks in a row of a brief Civil War talk. I mean, God.
Kim points out that John Adams doesn't have a real job anyway. As a quote by
Alexander Hamilton.
Oh.
And Hamilton. He was a lawyer, so again, he wasn't really like a real...
Hamilton was the least charismatic of the founding fathers.
Thank you. His wife cheated on him.
Yeah, that's a quote from a show.
Hey, they let them figure it out. Any other shows that you guys have been watching, though, since we last spoke?
Yeah, so
I started Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I finished season one of Manifest.
Oh,
dun, dun, dun.
Wait, you started that like 17 weeks
ago. It's like a guilty pleasure. You're like,
well, yeah, I don't have time to watch. Really, I really watch on my lunch breaks. Fuck, I think any one of us could act better than anybody on that fucking show. Like,
and
it
doesn't get better. It doesn't.
Like,
get better.
Dude, like, there was one moment where.
Is that a compliment?
There's one moment for us. No, not really. It's a very low bar. I think I was watching an episode last night. And I may have been a little bit high, and I'm sitting there, and I just fucking started like laughing. Like it's literally like it's so bad. And I don't know if it's the actual acting that's terrible, or is the writing just fucking atrocious?
Sometimes it's both. Yeah.
Because my God, like it is unbelievably bad.
I think a lot of times it depends. It's because a great show has great the side characters, or you know, your extras are good actors that come in. Like rewatching The Leftovers, everyone on that show can act. Of course, the writing is fantastic. But my wife is watching a remake of Texas Walker, Chuck Norris's show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Walker on HBO. Like, what are you watching? She goes,
Jared Walker. Padalecki.
Yeah, she goes, but this lead guy is a terrible actor. It must be his first job. So I looked it up. I go, no, he was in
he's on Supernatural episodes. For like 47 years.
Yeah, so he's like 300 something episodes of Supernatural. So I'm listening. I'm not watching it. I'm listening to it. I go, can I tell you what it is? I go, it's the writing. Every scene is. I'm watching something else, and I can tell you what the next line is going to be because it's so fucking predictable. I go, it's the writing. I go, I go.
Well, you know, like with Manifest, I know there's definitely in the later seasons, there's some scenes with the main actor, who's the dad, that
because Ben Stone sucks. I want to fucking knock him out.
He's so bad.
I hate his character.
Ben Stone.
Ben Stone's the main dad. He's the dad. He's the main character.
He's the guy that was in Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, yeah. And
he married the what's her name?
Yeah, I don't know, but like, there's definitely some, because like he feels like the more the show goes on, the more he feels he's responsible for everything. So he's butting in on everything, and it's just him trying to convince people of like, these are the callings, and you have to. It's just like, dude, like you're fucking crazy, like you know, like, and like I don't know if it's the writing, because like it's just terrible. He's a terrible actor, and I would never believe him.
It's so bad, and the Jared, the cop, former fiance.
Yeah, oh yeah,
whatever,
he made the sandwiches, right?
Like, dude, his fucking dialogue is literally the same shit every scene that he's in, and he's got this like brooding look on his face, and he comes on screen, you're like, he's gonna say X, Y, and Z. He's gonna say you're blinded by the callings.
Like, tell me more about it.
14 fucking times. We're meant to be together, and you're blinded by the callings. It's like, shut the fuck up.
This is
like it's actually
Netflix,
fucking
right?
It's awful.
On Netflix. Yeah, yeah.
It's and awful.
You may want to watch this. No, I don't want to watch this.
There's this one group of people that are at least in the timeline of the show that I'm watching right now. Is like where they're harassing all the survivors of the flight, and they're known to put an X on the door with spray paint of the person's house, and then like four episodes later, Ben and the scientist Sanvi, they're sitting there, they're just talking, and he just fucking maybe it was his sister, I don't know, just casually drops Xers like as a group of people. Oh, the Xers, blah blah blah, and I'm sitting there. And this is when I started laughing. That was fucking high as balls. And I'm watching on Netflix on my computer.
Now you've confirmed it because you said before it was I may have been.
Definitely was high as high. And I had closed captioning on while I was watching it. And he's like, he fucking says just out of the blue. Never once has this been a reference ever in the show before. But in like the last 2 weeks, they created this name of this group called the Xers because they fucking write Xers. And I just sat there and I laughed for a good solid 10 minutes because it actually spelled it out Xers in the closed captions.
So they're trying to get a catchphrase going to get
right, you know, right
on Twitter.
The Exorcist.
Oh yeah, in Sherry says Michaela's acting was painful. Dude, so she's
bad.
Painful.
They're all bad. They're all bad.
He's the unbelievable. Like the only good actor in the show is the kid.
And he's, wow. He's and the thing is, as he gets older, he gets worse. And then which wait, like in season two, I think it's wait, when you wait, get introduced
I can't
to these.
I imagine Chris would go on to season two.
Well, at this point, I kind of have to, right? So it's
no,
like
you don't have to. This is not Russia. You do not.
Yeah,
have
but
to
like
watch it.
I want. I kind it's, of like it, part it, of me it, really wants yeah. to see
in season. How in, terrible no, no, in this season is. Two. Yeah. It. Yeah. So one. The cop ex boyfriend gets a little gets another dimension to his character in season two, but then he's basically hardly okay. in season three at all. In season two, you get introduced to the three shadowy figures, and it kind of goes as what you expect it to be in season two. Season three, though, one of them is one of the worst. I mean, they're all bad actors, but he's like so bad. And then there's this girl that's introduced. It's like his love interest. It's like, wait, am I supposed to be a love interest with the bad guy? Like, what's going on here? And she's batshit crazy. And like, it's so bad. It's a soap opera on crack. You know, yeah.
And like the wife who's now the wife who's now knocked up at the beginning of season two. I watched I'm halfway through the first episode of season two. The wife, he comes back, the woman who wasn't on the flight, like
right.
She's like the female version of the cop guy, Jared. Like
right.
It's literally the same fucking scene with both of those, but even more so, like throughout the entirety of season one, like through 15 episodes of season one. She is so like not connected to Ben whatsoever about everything that's going on, and like she hates everything he's doing, blah blah blah. She hates how he's so analytical and researching, and she despises him for lying to doing all the stuff that he's doing. And then all of a sudden, in the span of one quarter of an episode, she's now his pregnant fucking lead investigator for the homegrown detective squad on Long Island. Like what the fuck?
It only takes one time.
It was. Not even one time. It was 15 minutes.
It only takes a minute, maybe. All right, Matt?
It's fucking weird, man. The show is fucked.
Just wait,
don't bring me into this.
I think I mentioned it a few weeks ago. Like, just wait till you get to season three, and they literally slip in the plot of single white female into season three, and you're like, what the
fuck? Dude, season one was fucking Lost. Like,
yeah, it was. It fucking, was Lost.
They
yeah.
just so, stole everything from Lost.
So season three, we won't be hearing about this for like 8 months because Chris is back.
Yeah, I'll see it in fucking 2025.
Sherry points out the guy that the bad actor is married to Jennifer Goodwin. She was in Once Upon a Time. She's also in Big Love. She's a great actress. Her husband?
No.
I guess not so much. He played Prince Charming on Once Upon a Time. Oh. Well, it sounds like you're watching this like I would watch The Following with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, you just keep watching
and just make fun of it, because we used to do, Jay and I used to do that top 10, whatever that show thing, and it literally every week it was make fun of The Following because it was so fucking bad.
And one of the things I'm even more disappointed about is that every time I watch it, I notice the beginning, it's a Bob Zemeckis fucking show. Robert Zemeckis is a goddamn producer on this.
Yeah. But he maybe doesn't have anything to do with it, though. Yeah.
That's true.
He shouldn't put his name on it. Fuck.
I get it, but I think that's the problem with television today, because we don't accept crappy shows that are not well written, well directed, because there's so many choices now. You know, it's different. You know, when we were back having dinner at noon, that we could, you know, you had to watch shows because there weren't, you know, only three channels. But now that you have all these streaming services with all the great shows, because I'm trying to think, what show.
Honey, get in here. It's supper time. Hee haw's on.
It's supper time. With the hee haw honeys.
At lunch? I don't think so. Oh, no.
No,
no,
I want you would get
Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night.
You know, like,
I think it was on Saturday night, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Lawrence,
I think it was on
Lawrence
Saturday.
Welk was on it.
Lawrence Welk, hee haw.
Then it was hee haw. And then it was.
These are all of the things that I hated.
Mary Tyler Moore, New Heart. And all the other different shows that we...
Well, not those shows, but I didn't get it.
Wait, no, All in the Family. It was All in the Family. I'm forgetting the show. Oh, was it All in the Family?
Anyway. I derailed him.
You really fucked me up. Because I used to watch, you know, anyway. No, but I think that's the problem, because now it's like when I go, no, do I want to try a new show? No. Because like network shows, I'm not watching. There's not a network show I watch, because I gave up on This Is Us because I got tired of it. Just was the same crap every year. Jefferson, Sherry says. But it was Jefferson. It was not, I don't think the Jeffersons were on Saturday, were they?
Yeah, I thought the Jeffersons were on
Saturday. I thought they were on Sunday.
I don't know, but I did watch the Jeffersons. Let's face it, most shows that we watched as kids, it was just like, yes, this is the same theme song. This is cool. And then you're just like back to like playing with your cars.
No, I watched it. I watched the Jeffersons because, well.
That's so true.
Because it had the guy from Sesame Street that was the painter with the numbers. The next door neighbor, he was.
Oh, really? He's the painter from Sesame Street?
Yeah, he's an artist, yeah.
That was very inspirational.
I don't know who was gay. I don't know who his gay husband.
I saw this guy going around.
It wasn't Jesus.
He doesn't have to be gay. He can be his own person. He's just painting.
He's an artist. I think.
Leave him. No. Oh, but that no.
Matt, you're so right though about the fucking theme songs. Then just going back to your regularly scheduled bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, case in point, Greatest American Hero.
Oh yeah.
Right. Like. Arguably one of the best theme songs in any television show. And I went back and watched a couple episodes of it. And I'm like, I have zero recollection of this show. I just remember that the opening credits and the theme song, because that song was awesome. It still is awesome.
George is not home.
Yeah.
But it had what's her name? Stephanie, what's her name?
Burnett. I have no idea, but the A-Team, Knight Rider, Miami Vice, all of these shows. No,
I watched Miami Vice. A-Team.
Well, Miami Golden Vice, Girls. I watched a lot of Miami Vice.
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls. No, Miami Vice had a great theme song, though. Dun, dun,
dun. Oh, yeah, no, Miami Vice.
I always made fun of Miami Vice because, you know, Crockett and Tubbs, they just had little pistols, but the guys with the machine guns couldn't hit anybody.
It's like same with A-Team. I mean, A-Team always had machine. And I did watch the A-Team, but it was basically for the moments where, I mean, you watched basically for a couple reasons. Like, what was Murdoch's crazy thing that he was going to do? Is B.A. Baracus going to get knocked out somehow because they got to fly him somewhere? Yeah. And then you got to see them build something and the plan come together. And then you have the reprise of the theme song. Dun, 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 dun.
And that's the same thing as MacGyver, right? Mm-hmm. So you'd watch MacGyver and you'd like be pissed with dialogue and want him to fucking build some shit with like a fucking tampons and chicken wire. Like that's what you wanted.
This is a great pinata, MacGyver. Thanks for coming to my daughter's concierge. I fucked that word up.
I definitely just kind of ripped off Kevin Smith on Mallrats dialogue there, but whatever.
Man. Hey, it was always like a paper
clip. I like the Fall Guy.
Ballpoint pen.
I watched it.
It was like, how are you going to make a bong out of a pen? I don't know.
But that's the difference between shows today and shows of yesteryear, because the theme songs were...
Yes, Dukes of Hazzard for sure. Dukes of Hazzard. Mm-hmm. Into that.
Just mm-hmm. to Google, because that was the same
episode. The same episode every week.
Every time.
But yeah. You know... And let me just say a point of brilliance for the commercial break,
Daisy
for the Dukes boys, because they would stop it midair.
And yeah. Is it gonna crash?
Let's face it, you were tuning in for those jumps, right?
Of course.
So yeah. You're like, oh
no, I wasn't tuning in for the jumps.
I
wasn't tuning in for the jumps. I'll be honest with you.
I was a bit younger than you and wasn't thinking with my dick yet.
Okay, well, I was, and I was tuning in for Daisy Dukes. Of course, Bo and Luke weren't bad looking either. Okay, let's just be honest.
How did they get their hair so perfect?
Every week.
Every week. And driving in a car where the windows are open. And
it's there's jumping. No way. Yeah, because, you know, one side would all be messed up, and then
No, not them.
You know
they're
what?
Cousins.
I always find that what's messed up about this podcast is the before the commercial and then after the commercial.
You know,
stick it all the way in.
Did you guys ever see it's just rip it out.
I prefer before the commercial.
it's an underrated movie, but did you guys ever watch Showtime with Eddie Murphy and Robert De Niro?
I did.
No.
What made me think of it is that, so Robert De Niro is a cop a real cop, and Eddie Murphy's
is
kind of like
a real cop.
Well, he's not real in the show. He's in the movie. He's supposed to be a real cop, but he's kind of been punished to be placed on this TV show with Eddie Murphy,
right?
To be a fake cop, you know, and like it's kind of like a, they're doing a spin on Cops in a way. And so the first thing that Eddie Murphy shows up in is like a brand new Corvette, you know, to be like their cop car, you know, and then like, and he does like the typical TV stuff where he has the gun belt on and he slides across the hood, and then Rob Nero was looking at him, he was like, you go to scratch the hood, and then he looks back and there's just a big gash across the hood of the car, like, his gun scraped it, and then they're doing the whole like, hey, there's a bag of cocaine here. How do I know it's cocaine? And he like takes a knife, you know, like licks it, you know. And Robert Nero's like, what if it's cyanide? What if it's?
You always like, had the cop to do that. They go,
what if it's anthrax?
That's
cocaine. Because you know my advice, I always did that.
Right.
Oh, sure.
Aren't they doing a Miami Vice movie or something like that?
They did one a decade ago.
Like with the real actors, not the.
I don't know. I didn't actually mind the A-Team remake that they did. I thought that was actually
one remake that I saw recently.
Yeah.
Fucking blew me away with how awesome it was the movie Chips.
Oh, I never saw
that.
With Dax Shepard and
I think I saw that.
What's his name? The guy that's in the sidekick from Ant-Man.
Not Paul Rudd.
Evangeline Lilly?
I know. The guy that narrates everything.
Yeah. Oh, I can't think of his name, but it was so fucking funny. Like, underrated. You have to go watch Chips and go into it knowing you're watching a slapstick comedy that's it's like the 21 Jump Street remake, you know, with what's his name?
Jonah Hill and
yeah, exactly. And it's kind of like how that movie didn't take the original series very seriously when they made that movie. They definitely made it more of a comedy. It's the same thing for Chips. It doesn't take the original very, very seriously and just turns into complete slapstick.
Does it have the ending at the end where they tell the joke and they pause and they tell the joke and they pause?
Nah, I don't think so.
Did you ever watch Chips?
Yeah, but I think Chips falls in the category. I want to see some dudes get chased on motorcycles and not listen to anything else.
I'm right there with you, and I survived through a lot of Chips. Theme song, fine, cool. Like seeing all the highway action, right? But then after that, I'm just like, okay, I'm playing with my cars.
Well, that's what's
funny
about Chips is because it was filmed, you know, before, you know, you have open roads there. They're building, like, I think the 405 and all these different roads.
Are you telling me it was filmed in front of a live studio audience?
Yeah, that's why they have the laugh track. Okay. But no, I'm saying is because nowadays there is no open road in Los Angeles. It's all traffic.
Right.
But these, I think when they filmed Chips, they were building these freeways.
Right.
There was, you know, because they were.
Which is like, yeah. Yeah.
Just like nobody on the road.
Right. The movie Speed was the 101 or the 110. And it was
the 101. The 101 is old.
Yeah, so it's 110. It was the 110. It's like South LA. It was not in use, and that's where they filmed Speed.
Because if you've ever been to LA, traffic doesn't move.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, Chris, when you watched Chips the movie,
yeah,
were you high?
Why wouldn't you be? That's my follow-up.
I wasn't.
Okay. Now I'm offended. I feel like if you're spending the time.
But that is a big. That's a great
I was severely hungover.
Okay. That does. So you might have been. That's like a 50% level.
Because I know I've seen the movie out there. I was like, do I want to? Because I used to watch Chips as a kid.
I laughed my ass off. It's like, Dak, those two together are fucking funny.
Believe it or not, I was. Because
I don't think so.
They had a spinoff with Bruce Jenner at the time. Now he's Caitlyn Jenner.
Called Ruffles.
Ruffles. What the fuck?
Ruffles. I like it.
Thank you.
I'm going to go as far as to say that's the fucking episode title.
what's the episode title? Ruffles.
Ruffles.
Okay.
But anyway, he was a cop. He was a bike cop, like a bike riding a bike.
Oh, a bike cop.
And it never took off. So anyway.
Hmm.
So that's what, you know.
I could see why that.
Because they wanted to capitalize, because, you know, because Bruce Jenner won the decathlon, was American hero, you know, waving the flag, all that stuff. So anyway, so It never took off. That's all I got to say. Don't mess well, with Texas. I mean, there's a lot of shows like that where you get.
Would you say it kind of spun out of control?
Yeah, it just kind of spun out. It ruffled.
Ruffles have ridges, man. They're chips too.
Yeah.
That's where
it was. Larry Wilcox left the show because he wasn't, you know, Eric Estrada was the star.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's what I was gonna say, Matt. It's like it drives me nuts when people about dip out and they put Lay's out. I was like, you're just gonna break. Like, yeah. You gotta have Ruffles.
Do you not understand construction?
Like, you cannot have a French onion dip without original Lay's. I don't think you can do it.
No.
Here's the reason why. Because specifically Lay's, with French onion dip, all you have to do is submerge and remove. You don't have to scoop. You have to do anything.
Are your hands going in the dip? That's like putting your whole mouth in the dip.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm one of those strange people. We had this on the Ramblecast years ago that I was okay with Ruffles plain. I mean, I don't have to have dip for Ruffles.
Yeah, I mean, you could eat them that way. Like, you know, I remember I was talking about how the reduced fat Ruffles are actually really good. And then Chris scolded me because who the fuck eats reduced fat Ruffles? He was already thinking it because he didn't remember it, but I could tell he was thinking it again. And that's
I agree with you.
That's definitely something I would have said.
I gotta agree with Chris on this one because it's like once you see reduced fat, you're like, oh, come on.
No,
that's because they're baked. They're crisper.
It's a fucking chip. It's supposed to be crappy for you.
Hey, Sherry says you are so right, Chris. I'm presuming she's referencing the Lay's.
I think he's wrong.
I think he's wrong too.
The problem with Lay's nowadays, if you buy a bag of Lay's, like the first
top they're all broke. Chip,
yeah, the first top is like, okay, these are good.
They've already been made.
Yeah. And those recorded Lay's are just a bunch of crystals. I mean,
the other option is if you're in the Northeast, you can get yourself some Cape Cod original potato chips.
Those are kettle cooked chips.
They are.
I'll have to agree with you. They are good. I have them for dinner during lunchtime. They're fantastic.
There you go.
Supper. Did you say three quarter laid?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Am I right? Because I think you commented on it, Nick. The bag, I mean, it's like, okay, the top, oh, these are great Lay's chips. But the rest are just crumbs.
Yeah.
Have we not done a versus on chips?
We have. To me, it ruins the chip if it's not whole. It's got to be a whole chip.
Where did Cheetos fit into all of this? Like,
because then you get like the bastard chips at the bottom of the bag, and you just try to and corral like four to five of them together to get this fucking master chip that you can then dip with. And actually is a better experience because of all the fucking master chippery you make. You actually have much more room to scoop with.
I don't know.
What did you just say, Matt?
I said master chippery, by the way. I fucking said that.
My masturbated my chips. So
No. That's not. No, that is not the sauce that he puts in the bag. So, Chris, this before. You put a sauce in the bag with the bottom of the chippies.
He's high as a kite, jacks off, and then puts the sauce.
That is gross, man. That is like the sickest thing I've heard on this show.
The fuck just happened?
I don't hear him denying it.
I'm talking about the fact that, like, Chris suggested on the podcast before.
You jack off on your chips.
Nope.
No, you don't do that.
You know, as much as I would like to pick on really him salty. This because Jack's on my side.
The wavy gravy.
I'm just talking about simply...
High-five.
No, I'm not high-fiving anybody.
I didn't say high-five you.
Okay, fine. Chris, you've talked about the majestic beauty of taking the bag of chips, a small bag, more of the like the snack bag.
Yeah.
You know, and then you put
a small bag that's
taco stuffings in there.
You put taco stuffings in there, maybe a salad, some meat, some sauce.
I heard he jacked off in his chips.
Dude, what the fuck is going on?
It was kind of funny though for it to be on him and not me.
I don't understand it. Why are we talking about jacking off?
Well, show's title's called Chris Jacks Off in Chips.
You said about masturbating on chips.
We're in the show.
Master Chippery.
Master Chippery. There you go.
It's your
Master
Chippery.
It's your own fault. You butt it on yourself.
Fair enough.
I don't want to pick on Matt every week. It gets old.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
I mean, we still have time, don't we?
I still,
I now appreciate the joke. I just didn't understand where it came from.
We still have time. Jack, did you still? And I know that some of our RCADers are not available, but are we doing a bonus tonight?
I will not.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh. I mean, you three can. I know Chris never does. So
no.
I mean, them.
Yeah. I think it's just going to be Jack. I guess you and I can talk.
Yeah. All right. We can talk. I don't care.
I mean, I thought Matt brought up a good point that we kind of glossed over there about Cheetos and specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Do you consider Cheetos to be a chip? Because it's puffed rice. Mm. It's not technically a chip.
No, it's in the cheese puff category, right? It's one of those things.
And I prefer chip cheese puffs over Cheetos. Is the determining, like, part of this. I think chip can reference a variety of things. I don't think chip is tied to potato.
No.
I thought it was.
Right. You can have corn chips.
Corn chips.
Right.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Which is what a Frito is.
Now, Frito's very underrated.
And you can have a chocolate chip.
Eh? I love Fritos.
Only if your grandma makes them.
Grandma's chocolate chip.
You can have a butterscotch chip. You can have a, what's the other one?
Yeah, I'm thinking of. Peanut butter chip.
Yeah, peanut butter chip. Thank you.
I was throwing that. I was just making that up.
No, that is a thing.
Miami Mike says Cheetos are obviously vegetables.
So true. Were you guys since it is a puffed thing? Have you guys had those vegetable sticks? You know, do you guys like any of those?
Oh yeah, kind of, dude. Like snacks? Yeah. I've got two kids, man.
I will buy those. I will eat those, but I don't get them. It's like sometimes I go, yeah, I'm just not feeling it. But I like them.
You know what I had recently? I bought for I bought a bunch of snacks and stuff for my team and just during the busy week and everything. Sometimes we go out to the store and just buy a whole bunch of shit and bring it back so you can have snacks all over the place at work. And I bought like a huge box of Wise brand. Wise brand chips and such. There's like a huge like 100 bags of these chips. And they had Dipsy Doodles. Do you remember Dipsy Doodles?
I do remember because I'm wise. That's the only reason I've had them.
They're fucking great, dude. I completely forgot about Dipsy Doodles.
I'm going to search up what a Dipsy Doodle is.
That's definitely not a Dipsy Doodle. What the fuck are you looking at?
Those are cow pies.
Those are cow pies, yeah.
John, the UPS guy, mentioned cow chip.
Yeah.
Of course he would, since it's brown. So you're saying a daisy dip, right?
No,
Dipsy Doodle.
Dipsy Doodle. What did you get daisy for? You're still on Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard, yeah.
I got to get me a daisy dip.
Oh, shit. They have Dipsy Doodle barbecue. I saw that. Yes, there they are.
Yeah.
I've seen those bags.
Yeah.
Okay, they almost look like a sun chip.
Yes. Know. Yes.
Yes.
So what the hell is that? That doesn't look right. So
it's something that it's
a petrified.
I have become slightly hooked on barbecue chips as of lately. It's kind of
love barbecue chips.
Evening you guilty get pleasure. The right
barbecue now, chip. Now, what specific barbecue chip?
Well, I was just having some Lay's barbecue chips because
Lay's barbecue.
The KC Masterpiece, which is no longer called KC Masterpiece, but yeah.
We
got the variety pack, you know, like the kids snack, snack variety box. And so my son doesn't really like the barbecue or the sour cream and onion. And I'm like, boom, these are mine.
Heck yeah.
Well done.
So what's left then? You have original Lay's and...
Original Lay's, Cheetos.
And Doritos.
And two types of Doritos, Cool Ranch. And I ate one of the Cool Ranch and he said, Dad, I like the Cool Ranch, so please don't eat those.
I'm not a big Cool Ranch fan. I mean, I'll eat them.
Fucking love me some Cool Ranch.
I'd rather have the nacho cheese. I've said this 1,000 times. Just bring back the regular fucking Doritos.
Bring back Salsa Rio, motherfuckers. I want that back still.
I wish I wouldn't have said anything, but yeah, okay.
All right, now, Chris, there's your time to be Jack and say, we'll make more.
French 21, we'll make more.
What, I say that?
No, Chris is... That he's made that joke before when we've shit on Doritos before.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay. Mike, we do not call the live viewers Dipsy Doodles.
We call them worse than that.
There's one guy we might call a Dipsy Doodle.
But he's not here today.
He's not here tonight. Exactly.
What are your guys' thoughts on salt and vinegar chips?
I don't like them.
No. Salt and pepper. Yes.
Salt and vinegar. No. Dude, I will smash an entire bag of salt and vinegar.
You and me, Chris. I'm right there with you.
So
I'm
good.
Salt and vinegar.
The stoners like salt and vinegar.
Yeah. So and then the other day, one of my employees went.
You don't understand.
We have a few Asian grocery stores, and if you go to an Asian grocery store, you'll find some really interesting shit. From like foods and stuff that are exported essentially. Mm-hmm. So he came in the other day and he had steak flavored fucking potato chips.
What?
They're Lay's, and it just had a big picture of like a filet mignon on the bag with the chips and everything. And
that
I'm like,
great.
Those are fucking steak flavored. What? Like,
I'm also
I have to try it. So I ate a couple. And
did you have to use a fork and knife?
No, did not, Jack.
Didn't come with a baked potato or anything.
And I ate these chips and I'm sitting there. I'm like, this is so fucking wrong, but so right at the same time because it absolutely tasted like steak. And I was like, how does that, what is this black magic? How does that happen? Like, I want steak flavoring on everything.
What about ketchup potato chips?
Of course.
I love ketchup potato chips.
Yeah.
But they're only like a Canada thing. I mean,
you get them in at least in the Northeast.
Well, yeah. I found them in New York, but once in a while we'll get them here. I'll walk by.
Foxes, I think it is.
What do you think of the ketchup mayo crossover? The
nope.
Mayo.
Go to hell.
That's a British. That's what they put on their chips that they call fries.
You don't think the other two should meet? You're like, keep them separated. Let them mix in my belly.
I don't mind them, but I know like in England, they put with their French fries, they use mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually asked my parents that as a debate question. I did an unofficial kind of versus with my folks. I was like, mayonnaise, condiment, or just dry sandwich lubricant? You decide. Because
I put it on my condom, right?
Holy shit! So, just in the chat, was it Mike that said it? I forgot who it was. Anyway, Willie Garson died.
Yeah, I saw that. I wasn't sure who. Yeah.
Willie Garson was. Dude, I fucking rode on a boat with him, like an America's Cup, like racing boat, and I was on a boat with him for like an entire day for like this fundraiser thing. He was a funny dude.
I don't even see. Oh, I see that. John, the UPS guy.
57. Died of cancer.
What? Oh, is it cancer? Fucking
yeah,
hell.
I think that's
man.
What it was, yeah.
Man, cancer sucks. Just relentless.
Never ending.
57 years old. Jesus Christ.
Well, French fries with condiments?
Yeah.
My Mike says, I heard they put ketchup on pancakes in Canada. Come on, Miami Mike. They invented syrup, right? Maple leaves.
We've lost Chris now.
Yeah, sorry.
No. It's I mean, you've met the person. I mean, that's also like a thing.
Yeah, it was wild. I had no fucking idea who he was. Yeah. It was like this Jocelyn Diabetes Center. And actually, Nick, you know Jocelyn Diabetes Center. It's like a fundraiser for them, and we get to like essentially crew a America's Cup boat like in the Newport Harbor and stuff. And for the fundraiser, like a celebrity person was assigned to each boat and whatever boat you're saying, again, I'm getting on whatever. And I spent the entire time on this boat with this dude. I had no idea who he was, but he was very fancy dressed. You know, he's like he stuck out of the crowd type of guy, and he was hilarious. He was just cracking jokes back and forth. Someone told me he's from Sex and the City, and I was like, "Oh, that's why I don't know him."
I didn't, but he was also in the.
Looks like Mr. Belvedere, Twin Peaks, Friends,
Hawaii Five-O.
Friends, that's where I knew him.
Something about Mary.
Was he in Something About Mary?
Apparently, so and the search results here that I'm seeing:
Carberry,
True Beverly Hills, Stargate.
I gotta watch
True Beverly Hills.
So. Ah, that takes you back.
I need to watch Something About Mary. I haven't seen that in a while.
Well, I hear that it's a coming attraction.
only in your chip bag.
In the chip. There you go.
Speaking of so, people that so would be making fun
Cameron
of
Cameron Diaz, this. With she has like chips in her hair.
If you're going to San Francisco,
I mean that's an underrated movie. I mean, we have a bleeder.
Wait. You think something about Mary's underrated? You
know, Frank. When people say funniest,
no, no, something about Mary's not underrated. It's
no, I'm saying that. Okay,
you think well known?
You're having conversation. What's the funniest movie of all time? Does anyone ever say something about Mary?
No, because there you go. Forgotten about for sure.
No, it's because I don't think it's the funniest movie of all time.
But it's up there. I mean, it's, when you think a funny movie, it's a hilarious movie.
I don't think it'd make the top 50. But
top 50 comedies. Come on.
You know what? Yeah. I challenged the listeners.
It's good. It's a funny movie, but it's one of those things that.
Come on.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead, Nick.
There's definitely one person I know that would make a list, but they don't listen to our podcast.
But perhaps Randy will.
Randy's not listening. Randy's on a rap.
No, I know, but you know how I had to have a weekly check-in on Randy here. You know, he wrote in an email last week and on last week's episode. And today I'm going to read Randy's kind of little, what do you call it?
If he's not here, do we
joke of the week? Well, if Randy's not here, do we really have to laugh?
If Randy's not here, does it make a sound?
Probably. So I remember where I left off last week. So I'm going to go to the second one here. When you die, do you know which body part dies last?
Your brain.
Brain?
No, your pupils, because they die late.
Gotcha.
Oh, boy.
All right, but seriously, though, I have a much longer email, if we can get to this, because this actually talks to all three or four of us here. So,
is it a bad one?
No. Why would you assume that it's bad? I just assume
it's always bad, because it's just the way people are.
Well, okay. Maybe bad? I won't read your
part. There it is.
All right. RC.
I thought of it, but I was like, I'm not going to be the one that does it.
I'm not going to be the one that jerks off in that.
Thanks, Nick.
All right.
Is Pringles easier to jack off into because it's like a cylinder?
Yeah. Sock in there.
And the grease is kind of gives a little lubricant too.
Yeah.
This is so gross, by the way. This is so disgusting.
Are these sour cream Pringles?
Really? I don't know, but this cream
I don't know. They may have started out sour cream, and now they're salt and vinegar.
Making you question the
Why
green
Why is this
flux?
Guy with a mustache on there?
Why is he smiling?
Oh, you put hair gel in your Pringles can. See, that's a callback. There.
There's something about Mary, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this email comes.
You never want to
us.
Go into a date loaded, right? Or
what he doesn't flog the dolphin.
No.
I didn't even mean that, but I get it now. There's a dual meaning there.
It's a double something, all right.
Yeah, there
double
you go.
Dick move. All right. Let's read this email. It comes to us from Amanda. It says, greetings.
I can see it in your eyes.
Are you going to talk over? Because she's got a very long email. I will mute you, motherfucker.
Is it what? Jeez, wow. You know what? I'll just mute myself.
Okay. That's a unique one. try that psychology in the future there, Jack. All right. Greetings, ramblers. I'm sorry if this email is a little out of date. I took a vacation back in August, and I've been tracking about 1 week behind on the RCAD ever since. Social media bans. I can definitely relate to Jack's frustration with Twitter. Social media bans are often automated, and it's basically impossible to appeal to a real person. There are so many social media users that it's just not realistic to expect a real person to handle these cases. I had a similar experience where Instagram and therefore Facebook, even though the accounts had been unlinked, flagged my personal account for a goofy reason. Facebook deactivated the account for a week while I went through the appeals process. Instagram just didn't process my appeal and completely deleted the account.
Dang.
Instagram, that sucks. Because I think about all the photos that I keep on there. Instagram eventually released my old handle when I gave up and made a new profile, but I never got those old photos back. That does stink. Try to stay patient. Things will probably eventually get sorted out. You were obviously quoting a popular saying. No, he wasn't. Sorry. That would be relevant to anyone familiar with the sport. Not really. And the team. No one knows.
I mean, to be fair, people threaten to kill people every day.
Oh, well, all the time.
Jack just did it on a public forum.
Just keep mentioning that in your appeals and consider linking to a related article if there's one out there. There isn't. Okay. This is funny because I don't know if she's being punny or if this was just... No, I think this is... Well, it says Interskate 91.
No, she's...
Whoa!
Yes! She's from Massachusetts.
Yes.
A year or so ago, Chris mentioned that he used to hang out at Interskate 91. Which one? I grew up in Munson.
Yeah, she went to the East Hampton one, and then, I totally went to the East Hampton Interskate 91.
Then Amherst.
Yep.
My friends and I basically lived at Interskate 91, north at the Hampshire Mall.
The Hampshire Mall is a scary fucking place. But we went in and out for Interskate 91. Probably saw you there.
Have you been back to with your kids? If not, I highly recommend it. My husband and I were up visiting family a few years ago, and we had a blast skating like a couple of kids. Rollerblading was a little harder on our knees and ankles as adults, though.
Oh, it's a good idea. I don't remember sharing this on the podcast, but apparently I did. Interskate 91 was a chain of like rollerways. Remember rollerways? They still even have them, but apparently this one's still open. That would be off of an exit off of Interstate 91, which kind of dissected Western Massachusetts. So from Vermont through Deerfield, Amherst, all the way through Springfield and down. There's like, I don't know how many of them there were, but that was like a popular hangout. And we used to go there all the time. I remember my friend's parents would bring us there at least once a week. And they had a kick-ass arcade. I remember the arcade had a Neo Geo system. If you guys remember Neo Geos back in the 80s, it was fantastic. But yeah, it was a great place to hang out.
Jack is just yawning in the background, just bored.
Yeah, that's because he was already 47 years old when I was doing this in the 80s. So
I, you know what? Honestly, because I wasn't understanding the reference until I read this email, I thought she misspelled Interstate 91.
Oh, yeah.
So
skating rink, roll away.
The next segment, she's talking to me. She says, fast food flashbacks. Matt's vivid descriptions of the horrors he endured while working at Taco Bell transported me back to the days when I worked for Captain D's. When I was in high school, the smell of the food permeates.
Nick's going to say it.
What?
D's nuts?
Yes! Very funny.
So for anyone who doesn't know what Captain D's is, it's like Long John Silver's. It's a fried cod restaurant, fast food restaurant. Anyway.
And you said cod, not cock. All right. This also relates to this next part that she says. She says the smell of the food permeates into everything and can totally ruin your appetite for whatever the restaurant serves. I couldn't stomach fried fish for more than a decade. Funny enough, the only food I could tolerate when I was pregnant was Captain D's.
Nuts. There's a reason you're pregnant, maybe.
I don't want to, go there for Amanda's lovely email here. She goes on to say, Matt, what a badass way to quit your job. I'm definitely jealous. When I finally quit, it wasn't nearly as satisfying an experience. My boss had been relentlessly calling and texting me during history class in high school. I think I was a sophomore at the time. Hey, me too. When I took a bathroom break and called him back, he demanded to know where I was and told me that I'd better get to work ASAP or I was fired. Bullshit. I was in high school. The bus dropped me off at work after class. I didn't drive. My school was in a different county from my job. Also, I was in high school when he called. I know for a fact that I wasn't on the schedule to work during the school day. I let him fire me. He was delusional if I thought I was going to skip school for that crummy job. And hear, hear for that decision, because that was basically where I was at with my high school job. And just the amount that they kind of just put on you, even though they know you're a high school student.
Mm-hmm.
What? No, nobody can see you, Jack. People in the live chat, they don't. All right, on to the next part. Nick or Net. Nick is one lucky son of a gun. What are the chances that he would get that house? Nick, did UT have Ethernet ports set up at the student desks back when you were in undergrad? They took them out while I was in school because Wi-Fi improved to the point that we didn't really need them anymore. I remember that before the switch, the Wi-Fi would frequently just drop out during class. Hooking up to the Ethernet cable did make a difference. With that said, playing internet Tetris before class is a little less demanding in terms of bandwidth than simultaneously uploading and streaming videos. It may be worth a shot if you haven't already tried plugging in. And hey, there's always McDonald's if your Ethernet jack doesn't work better than your Wi-Fi.
It's true.
Did you want to respond to the question about UT?
No, Amanda's 7 years younger than me. But I went to school, as Chris and I probably both did, like in those weird transitional years where my freshman year was still all blue book. So you wrote everything out. My second year, we did get internet, but it was only in the library. So if you needed to do anything online, you had to go to the library to use it. But it was also the same thing. Like I used to – Blue Book was my freshman year. We had A drive, like the old 25 megabit disks for my sophomore year. Then went to zip drives. And then my senior year was when they finally allowed you could get the I forget what they're called. You know, USB drive. You know, you could get those and submit those in. But it was just, you know, just weird. Like the internet, though – we never had it at our desk at school ever. The entire time I was there, but it was weird. Anyway, that answered the question.
Lastly, I thought this was a really sweet way to end the email. She says, "Y'all took a second during the last episode to talk about how having kids can limit the time you have available to listen to podcasts. So true. I've had to make some tough decisions about what podcasts I'm going to keep up with. The RCAD has made the cut every time. Thank you for keeping this thing going. All the best, Amanda." So
I thought that was a great email.
Yeah, that was really
that was awesome.
So. Better than Randy's.
Definitely more personal for sure. yes, I've known Amanda for a long time.
And she listens to this show with you?
It's because I think she used to hang out with me and some of my other friends that would sit at the bar, our regular bar, every Friday. And it was just like this. We would just, you know, three to four guys just busting each other's balls. And so I think she kind of likes that because that's what we do is just give each other shit every week.
Yeah.
And so it's just, and talk about TV and movies and everything else, you know, because that's what we do.
That is what we do.
That's us in a nutshell.
Yeah. Yes.
Look at me in a nutshell.
I can't tell you how many times I look forward to my guys' hangout time because it does give me a break from just the weekly drudge of work. I mean, like I had today at work was just so jam-packed nonstop from 8:30 until 6 o'clock. Not a moment to just take a break. And, you know, and the whole time I'm just thinking, I get to hang out with my friends tonight and they get to shit on me. This is, I can't wait.
You've been pretty shit free today.
Yeah, you've gotten away with quite a bit. You've had a long leash.
So, you know, stop your bitching.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, so I actually had a random day off today at home with both kids in school and house to myself, which is one of those weird things.
There's a lot of chip bags around. Needless to say,
I went to the movies. I went to the movies for the first time in almost 2 years. I went and saw Shang-Chi in the new Marvel movie.
That's a guy from
Kim's Convenience.
Yeah, it was really good. Like I really really enjoyed it. Think of like the cinematography is definitely Crouching Tiger. Even like the actress from Crouching Tiger, I think was in it. Very Crouching Tiger style of cinematography for the martial arts. But with a, I'm trying to compare his character. He's definitely it's a Marvel Universe movie, but it kind of has this little bit more of a easygoing feel as opposed to like a straight and narrow, you know, Marvel superhero. He's definitely kind of like an interesting take on what a superhero could be. But it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of funny moments, but the fight scenes were fucking awesome. Yeah, I highly recommend it. You should definitely check it out. So they do a nice tie-in at the end of how he will be part of the Marvel, you know, cinematic universe going forward.
See, that was like the few people that gave it a critique to me. They all said they enjoyed it. It was an entertaining film, but it didn't feel like a Marvel film to them until what you just said, like the very last. Yeah. You're like, okay. You know, but I was like, kind of like that. Go watch it not thinking it's part of that universe until the end, you know, and you're like, oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. Like it was, it's different than any other Marvel movie, really, because of that. But it's also really awesome in the same sense, because it's definitely kind of building its own, you know, its own story, its own base as an origin. And then I can see how it could easily, you know, fall into any future movies, but highly recommend it. It was great flick.
Now, Miami Mike says you should have went to see Free Guy, which I talked about, you know, a couple weeks ago.
That was the choice I had to make. It was 12 o'clock or 12:30. I chose 12 o'clock. So,
okay. Because Free Guy was good too. So.
Yeah.
But it's not free. It's not free. It's like false advertising.
When does I want to see the Sopranos movie.
I think that's a while.
There's a Sopranos movie
coming soon. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you got so many other things too, though. You got Dune. You got Bond.
Can't wait for Dune.
They had a full length trailer for Dune today. I mean, who knows? But it's probably already available online or whatever. But it looked great. It looked awesome. Like the cast in that movie is ridiculous. I had no idea. I didn't really pay too much attention to it. But the huge, huge cast, and it actually looks really good.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. So. I'd like to see it in the movie theater too, although I know you can watch it on, I think it's going to be released on HBO.
Oh, wow. October 1st is what my mic said for Sopranos.
Okay. Oh, really? Huh.
That's okay. Really soon. I did not expect it to come out that quick. Okay.
Looks like it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah. And then, you got Bond, you got Spider-Man, you got a lot of stuff coming out really soon. Bond
is finally coming out. And when's Top Gun coming out? Because I don't have.
I think that's next year, 2022.
Next summer.
I don't have my Twitter account that I can ask my good friend Tom Cruise anymore because
I saw a trailer for a sci-fi thriller by Roland Emmerich? Is that the right name?
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. Called Moonfall. And it looks like it's the, you know, what happens when the moon loses its orbit, and it's actually coming like a collision course in Earth. It's kind of like one of those, you know, one of those
Moonfall
John Cusack end of days movies.
Does Bruce Willis have to go blow it up?
Maybe. That's not right though, because the moon, our moon, is actually going farther out from our orbit.
You have to ruin everything.
And then you should just fucking reach out to Roland Emmerich.
I'm with Nick on this. Like, eventually, what'll happen is that the moon and the Earth would actually lock into a kind of an interesting
battle for the moon.
Well, the Earth, it would actually pull Earth off of its center, rotation essentially, and it would rotate in a kind of a wobble kind of way with the moon. It would lock.
Well, how would that affect us?
Well, we would be dead and gone by that time. So I mean, it's going to be.
So I can't even see that.
You can't see it unless you get like the doctor. So
it's like
Doctor Who will take you to the end of time and see, okay, see and how then, the Earth yeah. destroyed.
And then like Mars, though, for example, Mars has two moons. One is on in a collision course with Phoebos, Mars, and the other one will be thrown out into space.
Phoebos and I can't remember the other one's name.
So this movie's bullshit. Is what you're saying.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's no way that unless there was some kind of gravitational like black hole wormhole, somebody like opens up
the moon.
No,
no,
no. Sorry,
I'm trying to save the movie. I'm trying to save the movie for everyone.
It doesn't work. So, Nick's right. It is moving away from us. So,
all right, then fuck it. I don't want to see it, Chris.
You know what else is moving away from us?
That's cool.
The end of the show. It's moving farther and farther away from us. But don't fear, because
Underdog is here.
That's what I thought too.
By the way, I have this song stuck in my head. Have you guys heard the song The Underdog by Spoon?
No.
And the world is
I'm sure maybe you've heard it at some point. I know Matt Triest is in the chat. He's probably heard that. It's been around. It's a song, but check it out. Every time I hear it, I'm always like, "Oh, is this a Billy Joel song that I've never heard of before?" And then it's like, "Not
Good Die Young."
So it sounds like that.
Okay,
it has a feel of Only the Good Die Young, but it's not Billy Joel. I was reading an article or something about how his intention was he was going more for Van Morrison, and I can hear that with the horns. But it's anyway, it's called The Underdog, Spoon.
I think it's interesting, like when artists try to do that, like they mimic another person's style, and it doesn't really like I think I've talked about like Golden Years by David Bowie was written with Elvis in mind, and Elvis didn't want the song, you know. But like you can't really hear Elvis singing Golden Years, like with you know David Bowie's such in your brain.
I thought Elvis was singing China Girl. No,
that would be Iggy Pop.
Oh,
but, yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
We were talking about something and then we got derailed.
By whom?
Me, probably. I was trying to.
We're talking about the moon, how the moon movie that Chris suggested
was true. Hold on.
Bad for chip bag.
No, I never did I suggest it. I merely stated. I saw the trailer.
You're awful defensive about it.
Chris's favorite movie about Moonfall.
Yeah. Chris goes,
not related to James Bond.
I've never seen Moonfall. This is a great movie. Suddenly Nick shits on it. Wait, I didn't suggest it.
I didn't. I just happened to see the trailer for it.
It's the sequel to Skyfall.
Yeah.
It's Moonfall.
It's
Moonfall.
Moon River. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, and look at Matt Treese recommends a movie that's coming out in a week and a half called Many Saints of Newark, which is a bullshit title because if you've been to Newark, you know that's not true.
It's a boondog.
The Many Stinks of Newark, right?
Yeah.
I apologize in advance for anyone who's offended by that, but
I don't think anybody.
I think most Jersey people go, that's accurate.
No, I had someone get mad at me one about time for saying that, but
yeah, that's true. I don't know. I was noticing watching Bluey that like the dad sometimes almost sounds like he has a Boston accent. Like the way he says certain phrases, I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I've noticed when he gets a bag of chips, I automatically think of Boston.
No, like, I was on a call yesterday with a guy. There's a New England company. This is the most thick Boston accent I've ever heard in my life. And every time he finished a sentence, I just wanted to unmute and go from Boston. Like it was just Jesus.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
So I just listened to in the background that Spoon song, and I've never heard it before in my life.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who sings that song? It's
But do you see what I mean about
the thunder? Lightning and the thunder. Who sings that?
AC/DC? Thunderstruck. No. Lightning McQueen.
And that
feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
I'm pretty sure it's Lightning McQueen. You can't convince me otherwise. I've seen enough Cars.
It's AC/DC.
No, it's newish.
No,
I'm with Jack on this because I
it does sound
imagine
like
dragons. Look at that.
Yeah, imagine dragon these nuts across your face.
I don't know that one. Sorry.
Boom.
That was the world's longest build up for the shittiest joke. And it was still worth it.
I know, and I completely missed it, so I'll have to re-listen to this episode.
No, I'm not doing
as
that.
I did.
I said, imagine Dragon D's nuts across your face.
Well, we gotta let Chris go because the edibles just kicked in. But I think Jack, do you want to still do a bonus? We'll do it. We'll do a quick kind of half hour talk. Yeah, so,
because Nick, are your parents still in town, Nick?
Yeah, until Sunday.
Okay,
we have a surprise guest.
Well, have your mom,
Nick's mom.
You don't have to be here. I actually asked her, and she said no.
Well, you don't have to be on. She can just be on.
She could just be on in the background, kind of like, you know, like just creeping.
I made her laugh so hard she was crying last night because, like, she was for some reason she was talking about like her funeral, and I was like,
you guys have a really strange.
Yeah, and I was like, well, it's like, you know, if I get up and do a eulogy, I'm gonna tell people who you really are. And she's like, what? And so I start saying all these things. She's laughing because she's like, I didn't think you knew me that well. for all you people that you thought you were friends with my mother, you were greatly mistaken. You know,
like, you don't know.
If you showed up at our house without calling first, she would look out the window and go, "Who the fuck is this?" And then just grit her teeth, going until you got to the door, and then you opened it and went, "Hey, it's so good to see you!" Like you're so full of shit.
There's a comedian that does a sketch on that where he goes, "You know, back in the '70s or '60s, when someone came to your door, you were excited, you were happy. It's like, oh, hey, someone's come to see us. Now it's like, who the fuck is at our goddamn
exactly.
door?"
That is very true. That is very, very is that, true. Is that
Maniscalco?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. He's hilarious.
I saw that. He is funny. So
I saw him in actually the last thing Cindy and I did before the pandemic was that we saw him in concert here.
I love his Subway skit. Like we talked about making a sub. Just run it through the fucking garden. I'll pick out the olives. Just run it through the garden.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He's just so funny. But yeah, he was talking about that. He goes, yeah, you know, you get so excited. You know, when I was a kid, who's at the door? Who's at the door? Now it's like, who the fuck is at our door? Who's ringing
the
doorbell?
Who the fuck's knocking on my door?
You know, back then we'd say, hey, come on in, we got cake. But it is true. It's like, who the fuck is ringing our goddamn doorbell?
It happened last night. You know, like, you know, somebody knocking on the... And I know that it's probably my neighbor. Like, you know, so...
For me, the doorbell is kind of like the same as the landline. You know what I mean? Like, you don't fucking need it. You don't need it at all. The one device is that removed the need for either of those things.
We have the camera doorbell, so I go.
Yeah,
I'm not answering it.
Yeah, it does kind of freak me out sometimes though, when the Amazon person is left something at my door, and I'm like, fuck, that person snuck the fuck up on my house. Like
they are stealth.
What?
The fuck is it's there?
Well, Cindy, go. There's a
patch. What the fuck are you doing at my front door?
Yeah.
We have a camera too. That we have all these coyotes that are jumping. I go, where the fuck are these coyotes? They've destroyed. They've taken all the forest away. Where are these coyotes hanging out at during the day? I mean, I have no idea. But they're just
called the Roadrunner Bar. It's made by Acme.
And there's this black cat that walks around. I go, how is this black cat still alive with all these coyotes floating around?
Because it's black.
You only see the cat at night, and you see the coyotes. I mean, he's got white paws, though.
Oh. So he puts them up anyway. When he surrenders. So. all right. I'm pulling this show over before we start reading comments in the private chat here. I'd like to thank everybody that joined us live. We really do appreciate everybody that showed up. Oddly enough, you know,
could that be the title?
No, we're not. We have the title, Chris.
I think that's a better title.
Chipping it in.
It's gonna draw
that. No, mm-mm. We're not doing it. Mm-mm. I don't think so. All right. So before we lose the rest of the people in the live show or on the audio here, I've got if you'd like to send us an email, please send it to rcadcast@gmail.com. We would appreciate that. We will read it on the air with loving care, just like Amanda's. And I'll mute Jack.
Amanda had a great email. What do you mean?
Yeah, no, it was
laughing. What are you talking about?
Go over to jandjack.com, click on the patron link, become a patron of the show, help us out in any way you can. certain patrons, we have a bonus show, and so we will pop that over on the Facebook group for everybody to join Jack and I, where we talk about sports or anything else we want to talk about.
I'll let you know what was going on in the private chat.
And we will reveal that as well. So you have that to look forward to.
No, you should not do that.
We definitely will. And we'll probably most likely make fun of Nick and Chris hardcore. So.
Wow, you can't. We're out of this one, dude.
All right, so.
Roll the tape.
Chris, I have a special way of doing the patrons tonight. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's okay, so
it's with a bag of chips.
No, they each have a special. Can you read this? So
Tonkinese tack.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm also for all the live viewers.
Is it the same picture for everybody?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right.
I have another one. Sorry, it's gonna take me just a sec here. But we also have this next one.
Eckhart Cornish Rex Richter.
That's an ugly cat.
It's a fucking hideous cat.
Yeah. It's like an ET cat.
The Cornish Rex went with his name really well.
It's
so
like, it's like a warm taffy cat. Look at those.
All right, look,
cat. Like,
next. I'm sorry,
the cat is hideous.
Sorry. I picked out the wrong cat for you, Eckhart. Next time.
I'll tell them that when we do the
I don't know what our patrons look like, but I imagine that this is what they're
never watched. Have you not watched the Leftovers? If you watch the Leftovers rewatch, he's on it.
Exotic short hair Ed. Now that cat.
That looks like Ed.
That cat looks like a cat that's like super sweet and cuddly, but it looks like when you're William, not William, looking, it will fucking kill you.
It looks like William.
Just
William
lays on Brentford, your face what, while you're sleeping.
Who's that actor? Yeah. William Brentford, yeah. That who died recently?
Dude, it looks like Wilford Brimley. The cat.
That's what I'm saying.
That cat has got the diabetes.
It's got the diabetes.
I thought Ed would enjoy the fact that it said exotic for some reason. All right,
motherfucker spent 10 lives.
Wrong one. Here we go.
That's Jack's cat.
Kalmany Maggie.
What? No, go ahead, Chris. You read it.
I did.
Oh,
Kalmany Maggie.
Yeah, that is. It's a pretty cat. It's got two different colored eyes. It's green and
this is
blue.
This is the cat that won all the Emmys, right?
This is the cat that won all the Emmys.
I get it.
Look, I didn't even get a chance to talk about that show.
So. I didn't watch it. I don't care anymore.
Love it. I'm enjoying it. It's great.
The Emmys?
No, not the Emmys. Fuck the Emmys.
Fuck that cat.
Get
that
weird fucking cat.
You don't like this cat?
It looks like a bobcat.
That cat looks like a villain from a 70s sitcom.
Okay.
It was on Chips.
That's an 80s high school
picture. Bad guy from Chips. Here's the other one that I found. And it's not much better. But I was trying to find one of these cats.
Fuck that cat too.
Oh my god, that's an evil cat.
I would shit my britches if I saw that at night.
I'm sorry, Joanne. I thought this was a cool cat.
What the fuck am I, dude?
That's Lucifer the cat. What the fuck are you talking about?
Fuck that cat.
Okay, this Jovenese cat was called
Joanne.
Javanese.
I'm glad. I was gonna say I could not read that.
Javanese Joanne. Javanese. All right. Well, apparently these guys did not like the Javanese.
Oh, I didn't. I like the
titles. The titles, fine. I just didn't like the cat. This thing's scary as hell.
Okay,
scariest Joanne I've ever seen, man.
I'm just gonna pull this show right over. Thanks for joining us tonight. This was a great show. It was one in a chip bag.